Welcome to Relationship 360 Degrees, and thanks for joining us this evening for tonight's Why Men Don't Want to Be Dads episode. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, producer and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, my hope is that this show will help society understand why record numbers of men are avoiding fatherhood and why many men that are fathers don't wish to be and often leave their children and families as a result. Also, what impact does this have on families and society at large? Well, I've invited Kerry Casey. He's the CEO of the National Center for Fathering and author of Championship Fathering, which he wrote while serving as a chaplain to the Kansas City Chiefs, which is my hometown NFL team, I like to proudly say. Since assuming the helm of the NCF, or National Center for Fathering, in 2006, the organization has published multiple books and two free ebooks, which we'll tell you about later on in the show. NCF has also updated the Fathering Profile, which is now referred to as the Championship Fathering Profile, or CFP. In June 2014, NCF launched an energy-infused website and new logo, rebranding itself, while affirming its passion for serving fathers, families, and communities. And in the past year, NCF has expanded its online reach and engagement through dedicating resources to website, email, and social marketing. So certainly a great team there supporting Kerry at the National Center for Fathering. They were very responsive to my request to interview Mr. Casey tonight. So Kerry, you should be very, very proud of your team and what you guys have accomplished, you know, since you have been at the head of the organization, the National Center for Fathering. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so very much for having me. I'm honored to be with you.
Awesome. And, you know, as I mentioned, you were the chaplain to the Kansas City Chiefs, and you currently live in the Kansas City area, which is my hometown. Also, something I did mention in the introduction is that you've actually preached or, you know, given the word, you've ministered at my former church, First Baptist Raytown, and I definitely enjoyed, you know, hearing you speak, you know, when I used to attend church there. Of course, I'm in New York City now, but like I said, you know, hearing you speak was always a pleasure. You're very inspirational and motivational, and so that's why, you know, one of the reasons I brought you on, not to mention the fact you're ahead of, you know, one of the largest fathering, you know, organizations, you know, in the United States and across the world, really.
Yes, we're very honored to be with you, as we stated, but then we're also honored when we're there at First Raytown. So very glad to hear that you're in a wonderful city of New York City. I grew up in Virginia and attended seminary there in Boston. But anyway, you came from a great city also. We're really honored to be here in Kansas City, and we love our Chiefs also. But my roommate in college, where I studied at the University of North Carolina, is arguably the best linebacker ever to play the game, and he played for the Giants, and everyone in New York would know him. His name is Lawrence Taylor, and so we're still working together with his fathering as well, and he has a new adopted son, believe it or not, and he's doing very, very well, and so we have been friends and still in touch and all that. But anyway, I share with the folks, you talked about our team at the National Center for Fathering. I always tell them, teams can win championships when you play your position, when you stay in your lane, you have a chance to win a championship. And that's what a mom and a dad does when they play their position. Dad's not supposed to be mom. Mom's not supposed to be dad. But when you play your position and play as a team, you have a better chance to win a championship. And I'll say this real quick. I share with them, I'm the CEO at the National Center for Fathering. And basically, I'm the chief encouragement officer. And so I encourage the greatest people that help us get this message out of inspiring and equipping dads to be engaged in their children's lives. That's what we do.
Well, you know, I've actually had a chance to witness you as a father as well. I was just thinking about it. But I've actually been to your home. It's been several years ago, but I actually, you know a friend of one of your daughters. My friend, she invited me to a get-together at your house. She was rolling through, so I went with her. And, you know, I just remember when I was at your home, just how loving and warm you were to your wife and children. I can tell, you know, that they really admire the work that you've done as a father and a husband. So I can tell you, Relationships 360 Family, that Carrie doesn't just talk the talk, but he walks the walk as well. So we certainly definitely appreciate, you know, you putting what you preach into practice. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I will be able to do the same. You know, with the role that I play here as the host and producer of Relationships 360, and then, you know, also with the blog, which is relationships360.com. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, I'm being a good example for you guys out there. And also, speaking of being a great father, you actually wrote the book that I mentioned in the introduction, Carrie, Championship Fathering, which included a foreword by a former Indianapolis Colts NFL football coach, Tony Dungy. And, you know, he's also been known as being a great dad as well. And, you know, I understand that the book asks fathers to commit to five actions. Can you tell us more about that?
I sure will. And I'm really proud of what you're doing and being in our home and that type of thing is awesome because I want to let the dads know out there, or anybody. Number one, there are no perfect dads. Carrie Casey's not perfect. But I just love, I always wanted to be.
Hey, Carrie, you kind of cut out, so I don't know if you went on mute. But, yeah, if you can push
Are
that
we here?
Mute.
Can you,
there you go. Yeah. continue. What were you saying?
Yeah. But anyway, there are no perfect dads. I want to let dads know there are no perfect dads. Even being the CEO at the National Center for Fathering is fear and trepidation. I want to do well. But more than anything, I really love, the greatest thing I can do is to be a man of God, a husband, and a father. The rest will be icing on the cake. And as I do that, I will win. We will win a championship. And I received a great heritage from my father, who was a wonderful dad, but was not perfect. But he really modeled for me what it means to be a man of God, husband, and father. But then he passed 15 years ago, and he left his legacy with me. But now I have my bride of 38 years. I have three children that are grown, and I tell people we kept having fun. Now we have Chance, who is 18 years old, and we have 9 grandchildren. And I'm just living my dream, but I did not know it would be this hard or this busy. And so what I mean is a crisis in America of where we're called to so many different places and the need that is out there. But then thinking about being that model and being the best dad I can be for my children and grandchildren and husband to my bride. But I'm inspired. I'm having fun, believe it or not.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you can quickly mention the five actions that your book asks fathers to commit to. Again, the book Championship Fathering. That'd be great. You don't necessarily have to get in depth. But, yeah, I would like to know what those five actions are and then maybe